increase irritability. Biological, nutritional interventions. Nutritional support can be very helpful in temporal lobe problems. Many people with aggressive behavior become much worse after a high sugar load. If aggressiveness is present without features of depression or obsessive thoughts, more similar to an explosive or short fuse form of aggressiveness, then a higher protein, lower simple carbohydrate diet is likely to be very helpful. If the aggressiveness is associated with ruminations, moodiness, and depression, then a balanced diet of equal amounts of carbohydrates and protein is likely to be best. Ketogenic, very low carbohydrate diets have been found to be particularly helpful for people with seizure disorders. Biological, rhythmic movement. The temporal lobes are involved with processing and producing rhythms. Chanting, dancing, and other forms of rhythmic movement can be healing. Many Americans never learn about the concept of rhythm and how important it can be to healing and health. Chanting is commonly used in Eastern religions and Orthodox Western religions as a way to focus and open one's mind. Chanting has a special rhythm that induces a trance-like state, bringing peace and tranquility and opening the mind to new experiences and learning. Even for people with two left feet like myself, dancing and body movement can be very therapeutic. When I worked on a psychiatric hospital unit, the patients had dance therapy 3 or 4 times a week. I found that my patients were often more open and more insightful in psychotherapy after a dance therapy session. Dancing, like song and music, can change a person's mood and provide positive experiences to treasure throughout the day or week, or even longer. Look for opportunities to move in rhythm. Biological. Listen to classical music. Listen to a lot of great music. Music, from country to jazz, from rock to classical, is one of the true joys of life. Music has healing properties. Listening to it can activate and stimulate the temporal lobes and bring peace or excitement to your mind. Music therapy has been part of psychiatric treatment for decades. Certain music has a calming effect on patients. Fast tempo, upbeat music can stimulate depressed patients in a positive way. In highly publicized work, researchers at the University of California, Irvine, demonstrated that listening to Mozart's Sonata for Two Pianos, K448, enhanced visual spatial learning skills. Frances H. Rauscher, Ph.D., and her colleagues conducted a study with 36 undergraduates from the Department of Psychology who scored 8 to 9 points higher on a spatial IQ test, part of the Stanford-Binet Intelligence Scale, after listening to 10 minutes of Mozart. Gordon Shaw, one of the researchers, suggested that Mozart's music may warm up the brain. We suspect that complex music facilitates certain complex neuronal patterns involved in high brain activities like math and chess. By contrast, simple and repetitive music could have the opposite effect. In a follow-up study, the researchers tested spatial skills by projecting 16 abstract figures similar to folded pieces of paper on an overhead screen for 1 minute each. The test looked at the ability of participants to tell how the items would look unfolded. Over a 5-day period, One group listened to Mozart's Sonata for Two Pianos, another to Silence, and a third to mixed sounds, including music by Philip Glass, an audio tape story, and a dance piece. The researchers reported that all three groups improved their scores from day one to day two, but the group that listened to Mozart improved their pattern recognition scores 62%, compared with 14% for the silence group and 11% for the mixed group. On subsequent days, the Mozart group achieved yet higher scores, but the other groups did not show continued improvement. The researchers proposed that Mozart's music strengthen the creative right brain processing center associated with spatial reasoning. Listening to music, they concluded, acts as an exercise for facilitating symmetry operations associated with higher brain function. Don Campbell, founder of the Institute of Music, Health, and Education, gives a nice summary of this work in The Mozart Effect. He writes that in his experience, Mozart's violin concertos, especially numbers 3 and 4, produce even stronger positive effects on learning. In the context of the temporal lobes, this research makes perfect sense, since the temporal lobes are involved in processing music and memory. Certain types of music may activate the temporal lobes and help them learn, process, and remember information more efficiently. It is likely that certain types of music open new pathways into the mind. Certain music may also be very destructive. I believe it is no coincidence that the majority of teenagers who end up being sent to residential treatment facilities or group homes listen to more rap and heavy metal music than do other teens. Music that is filled with lyrics of hate and despair may encourage those same mind states in developing teens. What your children listen to may hurt them. Teach them to love classical music when they are young. Music is influential from a very early age. Dr. Thomas Burney, in his book, The Secret Life of the Unborn Child, cites scientific experiments showing that fetuses prefer Mozart and Vivaldi to other composers in early as well as later stages of pregnancy. He reported that fetal heart rates steadied and kicking decreased, while other music, especially rock, drove most fetuses to distraction, and they kicked violently when it was played to their mothers. Classical and other beautiful, soothing music can positively stimulate your brain. Biological. Use toning and humming to tune up your brain. In The Mozart Effect, Don Campbell also lists the benefits of using your voice to enhance mood and memory. He says that all forms of vocalization, including singing, chanting, yodeling, humming, reciting poetry, and simply talking can be therapeutic. But nothing rivals toning, he concludes. The word toning goes back to the 14th century and means to make sounds with elongated vowels for extended periods of time. Ah, oo, as in soup, e, a, o, and om are examples of toning sounds. Campbell writes that when people tone on a regular basis for 5 minutes a day, I have witnessed thousands of people relax into their voices, become more centered in their bodies, release fear and other emotions, and free themselves from physical pain. I have seen many people apply toning in practical ways, from relaxing before a dreaded test to eliminating symptoms of tinnitus or migraine headaches. Toning has been effective in relieving insomnia and other sleep disorders. Toning balances brain waves, deepens the breath, reduces the heart rate, and imparts a general sense of well-being. Campbell reports that in his experience, certain sounds tend to have certain effects on the body and emotions. Ah immediately evokes a relaxation response. E, or A, is the most stimulating of vowel sounds, helps with concentration, releasing pain and anger. O, or Om, considered the richest of sounds, can warm skin temperature and relax muscle tension. Try toning for 5 minutes a day for 2 weeks to see if it will help you. In a similar way, humming can also make a positive difference in mood and memory. Mozart hummed as he composed. Children hum when they are happy. Adults often hum tunes that go through their minds, lifting their spirits and tuning their mind. Consciously focus on humming during the day. As the sound activates your brain, you will feel more alive and your brain will feel more tuned in to the moment. Biological, EEG biofeedback, also known as neurofeedback. Given what we have learned from SPECT, my clinics often use EEG biofeedback to enhance temporal lobe functioning. When we see over or underactive areas on SPECT, we put sensors over those areas, measure the activity, and train healthier brainwave rhythms in that part of the brain. This can be very helpful for brain injury patients. One older man had a fall from a ladder and subsequently had memory problems, anger outbursts, and illusions after the accident. On SPECT, he had decreased activity in the left temporal lobe. After 24 EEG biofeedback sessions over his left temporal lobe, he reported marked improvement in memory, was less irritable, and the illusions vanished. Psychological temporal lobe prescriptions. Psychological. Create a library of wonderful experiences. Strive for a series of experiences that keep you motivated, healthy, and excited about your life. As the temporal lobes store the experiences of your life, keeping them stimulated with positive ones will help keep you healthy. As mentioned earlier, experiencing a sense of awe can even boost your immune system. Celebrate your life on a regular basis. Make your experiences count. Record the memorable experiences of your life with pictures, videos, diary entries, and so on. Develop a library of wonderful experiences. Re-experience them whenever you can. Experiences are your link to life itself. Can it be possible that home movies really are therapeutic? Perhaps not for family and friends, but they certainly are for you. Social temporal lobe prescriptions. Social, anger management. Since temporal lobe problems are often associated with anger management issues, learning how to deal with negative feelings and impulses is especially important for those vulnerable to them. Through the years, I have found the following 5 steps to be helpful for my patients. 1. Know and focus on your goals. If you want to have a kind, caring, loving relationship with your spouse or children, write it down and look at it every day. Then always ask yourself, does my behavior get me what I want? 2. Keep track of when you get angry. Write them down and learn as much about those times as possible. Know when you tend to be vulnerable so you can learn from those experiences and avoid them in the future. 3. 5 times 2 equals 10. Whenever you start to react in an angry or irritated way, get control of your breathing. Even before we are consciously aware of being upset, our breathing starts to become faster and shallower, making it more likely we'll lose control of our behavior. Whenever you start feeling irritated, take a deep breath. 5 seconds in, hold it for 2 seconds, then slowly breathe out for 5 seconds. Repeat that pattern 10 times. This will give you plenty of oxygen for your brain to make a thoughtful decision. 4. Make a list. Write and keep handy a list of 10 things you can do when you get upset in order to distract yourself. Distraction is a powerful anger management technique. Common distractions include taking a walk, calling a friend, saying a prayer, doing a simple meditation, reading your one-page miracle. 5. Play it out. Ask yourself, if you react in an angry way to the situation at hand, what will happen to your relationships, to your goals, to those you love? Think about immediate and long-term effects. Forethought is a strength of the human brain. Use it to keep yours under control. Spiritual temporal lobe prescriptions. Spiritual. Singing. Song is often associated with spiritual experience. When I was in college, I attended Calvary Chapel, a large church in Southern California. The music was magical. Listening to the choir was not just pleasant, it was a wondrous experience that resonated through every cell in my body. The music uplifted both the soul and mood of the congregation. The pastor said the music was blessed by God himself. Several of my friends were choir members. They were often transformed when they started to sing. Shy people would become more extroverted, more alive. People in the congregation became more involved in the service during congregational singing. The church community glistened with the contagious joy of the music. Preschool and kindergarten teachers have known for a long time that children learn best through songs. They remember the material better, and it is easier to keep them engaged in the activity. So why do we stop singing in the second or third grade? Perhaps we should continue singing into the later grades. Interestingly, when I was in basic training in the military, we often sang when we marched. I still have those songs in my head. When we sang as a group, morale went up, and the tasks that we were doing, like 20-mile road marches, didn't seem quite as bad. Sing whenever and wherever you can. You may have to sing softly if your voice is like mine. My children were often embarrassed when I sang in church. It will have a healing effect on your temporal lobes and probably your limbic system as well. Spiritual. Drumming. Likewise, drumming can also enhance brain function and spiritual experience. It has been shown to induce a sense of relaxation and calming brainwave synchronization. Drumming produces pleasurable experiences, enhanced self-awareness, and may help release emotional trauma. In groups, drumming connects people to others and creates a sense of connectedness. A fascinating experiment performed during open brain surgery showed that listening to drumming activated the temporal lobes in 74% of participants, which was significantly higher than listening to classical music alone. consider drumming lessons as a way to activate your temporal lobes. Chapter 16. Know your brain type. 7 types of ADD, 7 types of anxiety and depression, 6 types of addicts, 5 types of overeaters. One of the first lessons we learned from our brain imaging work was that issues like ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression, addictions, and obesity, in fact, any psychiatric illness, are not single or simple disorders in the brain. They each have multiple types. Knowing this changed the whole game of diagnosis and treatment at Amen Clinics. No longer could I just go by a checklist of symptoms and hope to obtain a good outcome for my patients. I needed more information, or I could inadvertently hurt them, and I certainly wouldn't be helping them. Here's an example. Cody was diagnosed with ADD at the age of 8. He struggled with school. Homework took hours to do, with lots of tears and fighting, and he had trouble getting along with his peers. His pediatrician tried him on Adderall, but within a few days he was worse. He couldn't sleep, started obsessively picking his skin, and had explosive outbursts for the first time, along with suicidal thoughts. When we saw Cody, it was clear he did not have a pattern associated with a good response to stimulants. He had the opposite pattern, which I have called the ring of fire, with excessive activity in his brain. On the right treatments, he was calmer and more effective at school and in every area of his life. I have written books about typing different issues in the brain, including Healing ADD, Unchain Your Brain, and Change Your Brain, Change Your Body. In this chapter, I will briefly discuss the different types of ADD, anxiety, depression, addicts, and overeaters. You will see that they mostly follow the brain systems we have already discussed. Healing ADD, 7 types. Over the years, we've seen 7 clinically relevant types of ADD. 1. Classic, what most people today call ADHD. 2. Inattentive. 3. Overfocused. 4. Temporal lobe. 5. Limbic. 6. Ring of fire. 7. Anxious. Relevant to these types are 3 common neurotransmitters. Dopamine, which helps with focus, motivation, and getting things done. Serotonin, the don't worry, be happy chemical that helps with mood, sleep, and being flexible. And GABA, which helps to calm the brain. Type 1, classic ADD. Classic ADD is thought to be caused by low dopamine levels and low activity in the prefrontal cortex and cerebellum. Here, people have the hallmark symptoms of ADD, such as a short attention span, distractibility, disorganization, procrastination, and poor impulse control. They also tend to be impulsive, restless, and hyperactive, having trouble sitting still, even as adults. Classic ADD tends to respond to prefrontal cortex prescriptions, especially stimulating supplements or medications, exercise, a higher protein, lower carbohydrate diet, and a specific type of omega-3 fatty acid called EPA. The good news is that with the right treatment, we can calm the restlessness you feel and improve your focus. Type 2, inattentive ADD. This person has trouble focusing, but isn't hyperactive or terribly impulsive. In fact, they tend to be more introverted. Inattentive ADD is more common in girls and is often missed because it lacks the classic behavior problems. Their SPEC scans also show low activity overall, especially in the prefrontal cortex. Inattentive ADD tends to respond best to prefrontal cortex prescriptions and the same kind of lifestyle interventions as classic ADD. One of my daughters has inattentive ADD, and until I figured it out, she really struggled. With proper treatment, she went on to get straight A's and got into one of the best veterinary schools in the world. Type 3. Overfocused ADD. Overfocused ADD is found in people who have most of the ADD features, but rather than not being able to pay attention, they have trouble shifting their attention and tend to get stuck in loops of thinking, such as worrying. In order to focus properly on tasks, you have to continually shift your attention. If you get stuck on a thought, it's impossible to follow what others are saying. For example, your husband says something that irritates you. You think about it over and over, and you can't hear anything else that's being said. The underlying brain pattern here is different from classic or inattentive ADD. Both serotonin and dopamine are likely to be low, and there is generally too much activity in the anterior cingulate gyrus and too little activity in the prefrontal cortex and cerebellum. Remember, the anterior cingulate gyrus is the brain's gear shifter. It helps you move from task to task and idea to idea, be flexible, and go with the flow. This is the part of the brain that is also involved with error detection or knowing when something isn't right. When the anterior cingulate gyrus is working too hard, people tend to get stuck. They worry and hold grudges, and if things don't go their way, they can get very upset and sometimes even explode. People with overfocused ADD also tend to be argumentative, oppositional, and very critical, which can be really irritating to others. On the surface, these individuals can appear selfish, but they really aren't. Their brains aren't flexible. People with overfocused ADD do best on a combination of anterior cingulate gyrus and prefrontal cortex prescriptions, including supplements or medications that boost both serotonin and dopamine. Unlike the other types, they do not do well on a higher protein diet. It can actually make them mean because it makes them focus on the things that upset them. They need more healthy carbohydrates in their diet. See Chapter 20 on nutrition. Type 4. Temporal lobe ADD. These people have the hallmark features of classic ADD, plus symptoms associated with temporal lobe dysfunction, such as issues with learning, memory, and temper outbursts. Chris had a long history of being hyperactive, impulsive, and aggressive. At 6, he was put on a stimulant medication, but it made him even more aggressive, and he started to hallucinate. At 8, another doctor tried him on an antidepressant, which also didn't work. By the time I saw him, he had been in family therapy for years, but the therapist blamed the mother for being a big part of Chris's problem. His mother was very frustrated because she had no idea how to help her son. I finally saw Chris after he attacked a boy at school with a knife when he was 12. His spec study showed a dangerous combination of low activity in Chris's left temporal lobe, an area often associated with violence, and low activity in his prefrontal cortex, which would explain the decrease in his impulse control. The ideal treatments for temporal lobe ADD are supplements or medications that boost GABA to stabilize the temporal lobes, in addition to something like green tea to boost dopamine, which will help with focus, in that order. If you get the order wrong, you can do harm, because the brain will not be properly balanced. This is part of the reason why knowing your type is so important. A higher protein and healthy fat diet can also help, along with other temporal lobe prescriptions. Within a few weeks of treatment, Chris was a dramatically different child. He was happier and was doing better in school, and the aggressive outbursts had stopped. 6 years later, I gave a lecture at Chris's high school. When he saw me on campus, he ran up to me, gave me a big hug, and introduced me to his friends. What do you think would have happened to Chris if I hadn't figured out that he had temporal lobe ADD? It's likely that he would have been in jail, in one of a string of psychiatric facilities, or dead. His mother would have continued to feel shame as if she was the cause of his problems. Type 5. Limbic ADD. In addition to the hallmark ADD symptoms, people with limbic ADD tend to be sad and negative and see the glass as half empty. They often struggle with their appetite and feel socially isolated. In this type, we often see that the limbic brain works too hard. This is the part of the brain that is involved with setting your emotional tone, how happy or sad you are, and being connected to others. Limbic ADD tends to do well with a combination of limbic system and prefrontal cortex prescriptions, including supplements or medications that both stimulate the PFC and calm the limbic brain, such as SAMe or bupropion, Wellbutrin, and higher ratio EPA omega-3 fatty acids. Type 6. Ring of Fire ADD. This type is associated with people who tend to be moody, easily distracted, overwhelmed by too many thoughts, and really sensitive to lights and sounds. It's as if the world comes at them too fast. Its name comes from the excessive activity in the brain, which looks like a ring pattern on the scans. Stimulants, the typical ADD medication, prescribed alone, usually make this type worse. Here's the problem. Patients with Ring of Fire ADD really need strategies to calm their brains. Stimulants, unsurprisingly, won't help with this. In fact, our published research shows that this pattern is made worse by stimulants 80% of the time. Jarrett was diagnosed with ADD in preschool. His mother said he was driven by a motor that was revved way too high. He was hyperactive, hyperverbal, restless and impulsive, and couldn't focus. He also didn't sleep and interrupted everyone all the time. His third grade teacher said he would never do well in school and his parents should lower their expectations. He had seen 5 doctors and was prescribed 5 different medications for ADD. All of them made Jarrett worse, triggering mood swings and terrible rages. He put holes in walls and scared his siblings. He had become so bad that his last doctor wanted to put him on an antipsychotic medication. That is when his mother brought him to see us. Jarrett's brain scan clearly showed the Ring of Fire pattern with dramatic overactivity. No wonder stimulants didn't work. It was like pouring gasoline on a fire. On a group of natural supplements to calm his brain, Jarrett did so much better. His grades improved, the rages stopped, and he was able to make friends. He has now been on the honor roll for 2 straight years. His parents are grateful to have finally found the correct treatment plan for him, which has completely altered the course of his life. There is no telling what the future held for Jarrett if he had stayed on the previous course. It's possible that ring of fire ADD can be related to bipolar disorder, what used to be called manic depressive illness, or some form of allergy or inflammation in the brain. We treat this type with a special diet and supplements or medications to calm the brain by boosting GABA and serotonin in that order so people feel less frazzled and more settled. Type 7, anxious ADD. These people have most of the hallmark ADD symptoms, plus they tend to get anxious, nervous, and tense, and predict the worst. They generally don't like to speak in public, freeze on time tests, and often have lots of physical symptoms, such as headaches or stomach aches. Generally, there is too much activity in the areas of the brain involved with anxiety. This type tends to do well on a combination of basal ganglia and prefrontal cortex prescriptions, including deep relaxation techniques such as meditation or hypnosis, and supplements or medicines that balance the brain and boost both GABA and dopamine. Our work involves helping them learn how to achieve a relaxed and focused state. Stimulants alone usually make these people more anxious. My wife Tana says she has a combination of overfocused and anxious ADD. As a child, she struggled in school and had to work really hard to keep up. Her anxiety kept her doing well, but made her chronically stressed. When she was in her 20s, a doctor put her on medication to lower her anxiety, but he completely missed the ADD. As a result, the medication made her impulsive and careless about consequences, a potentially dangerous combination. Clearly, ADD is not just one thing. Knowing someone's type or types of ADD can make a critical difference in helping them or yourself. Think of classic ADD as the hyperactive child or adult who can't sit still and is always on the go. Inattentive ADD as someone who is shy and more reserved, yet still can't focus. Overfocused ADD as someone who has ADD symptoms, plus gets stuck on bad thoughts. Temporal lobe ADD as someone who may be more temperamental and struggles with learning. Limbic ADD is sad. Ring of fire ADD, where way too much is going on in their brains. And anxious ADD, where someone has both anxiety and trouble focusing. Healing anxiety and depression. 7 types. Over the years, we've seen 7 clinically relevant types of anxiety and depression. Just like ADD, this is the reason why one treatment for anxiety or depression, whether it is any particular supplement, medication, form of psychotherapy, transcranial magnetic stimulation, neurofeedback, or whatever, will never work for everyone. Here are the types. 1. Pure anxiety. 2. Pure depression. 3. Mixed anxiety and depression. 4. Overfocused anxiety and depression. 5. Temporal lobe anxiety and depression. 6. Cyclic anxiety and depression. 7. Unfocused anxiety and depression. Type 1. Pure anxiety. Pure anxiety is the first type and is thought to be caused by low levels of GABA and high activity in the basal ganglia, insular cortex, and amygdala. People who struggle with pure anxiety tend to feel anxious, tense, and nervous. They often feel uncomfortable in their own skin. They can be plagued by feelings of panic and self-doubt and suffer the physical symptoms of anxiety, such as muscle tension, nail biting, headaches, abdominal pain, racing heart, and shortness of breath. Irrational fears or phobias are also common. People with pure anxiety tend to avoid anything that makes them anxious or uncomfortable, such as places or people that might trigger panic attacks or any conflict in relationships. People with this type tend to predict the worst and look to the future with fear. This type totally used to fit me. I hated conflict, bit my nails, and often predicted the worst. I remember if I narrowly avoided an accident, I didn't say to myself, "Thank God," and go on my way. My mind would repeatedly play out what might have been. I would see the car being hit and exploding in flames, and me being burned all over. I knew the ambulance driver would get lost because he had ADD, and I would have to spend months in the hospital having my bandages ripped off repeatedly, until I used the basal ganglia prescriptions to help myself. It was just exhausting. Pure anxiety tends to respond to basal ganglia prescriptions, such as deep relaxation exercises. This is probably why I gravitated toward using hypnosis as a young psychiatrist and killing the fortune-telling ants that drive anxiety. Exercise, especially calming ones like yoga and tai chi, and supplements or medications that boost GABA, are also very effective. One of the reasons I became so interested in supplements and natural ways to heal the brain was that I didn't like how certain medications, especially anti-anxiety medications like benzodiazepines, affected the brain. The scans took on a bumpy, scalloped appearance in a way that looked like brain toxicity or alcoholism. That made me search for a better way. The supplements I like for this type include GABA, magnesium, theanine from green tea, ashwagandha, relora, vitamin B6, probiotics, and DHA omega-3 fatty acids. If the supplements aren't effective, I may use the following medications: anticonvulsants like gabapentin, Neurontin, buspirone, Buspar, or certain blood pressure medications like propranolol, which helps block the physical symptoms of anxiety, such as hand tremors. Through the years, I have commonly prescribed propranolol to musicians so their hands wouldn't shake when they're performing. The good news is that with the right treatment, you can feel calmer and much more relaxed. Type 2, pure depression. The hallmark symptoms of pure depression are persistent sadness, negativity, and a loss of interest in things that are usually pleasurable. There may be periods of crying for little or no reason, along with feelings of isolation or loneliness. This person may have sleep or appetite changes, low energy, low self-esteem, and even suicidal thoughts. In this type, we often see low dopamine levels and a limbic or emotional brain that works too hard. This is the part of the brain that is involved with setting your emotional tone and being connected to others. We also usually see low activity in the front part of the brain at rest that becomes more active when they try to concentrate. This is very important because this type tends to do better when they are up and engaged in activities. Staying in bed all day actually makes depression worse, even though it's the depressed person's first instinct. Pure depression tends to do well with limbic prescriptions such as intense exercise, ant therapy, an anti-inflammatory diet, scents such as lavender, and supplements or medications that improve mood. The supplements I like for this type include SAMe, curcumin to help with inflammation, vitamin D, probiotics, and EPA omega-3 fatty acids. I sometimes prescribe bupropion, Wellbutrin, if the supplements don't work. Type 3. Mixed anxiety and depression. This type is a combination of both pure anxiety and pure depression symptoms. One type may predominate at any point in time, but both symptom clusters are present on a regular basis. Actually, pure anxiety and pure depression are pretty rare by themselves. In our experience, mixed anxiety and depression is very common, as anxiety and depression run together 75% of the time. In this type, usually both GABA and dopamine are low. On scans, we often see increases in the limbic and anxiety centers of the brain. This type is treated with a combination of limbic and basal ganglia prescriptions, including intense exercise, alternating with calming ones like Tai Chi and yoga, deep relaxation techniques to help with anxiety, ant therapy, using Byron Katie's 4 questions, an anti-inflammatory diet to help with mood, and certain scents like lavender. The supplements I like for this type include SAMe plus GABA, magnesium, curcumin to help with inflammation, vitamin D, probiotics, and a combination of DHA and EPA omega-3s. I use a combination of medications such as bupropion, Wellbutrin, and gabapentin, Neurontin, if the supplements don't work. I also like the medications imipramine, tofranil, or desipramine, norpramin, which work well for both anxiety and depression. Of course, you should always talk with your healthcare professional before making any changes to your treatment plan. Type 4. Overfocused anxiety and depression. This type is usually associated with low serotonin levels. Here you might see features of anxiety and depression, plus a tendency to get stuck on negative thoughts or negative behaviors. This results from too much activity in the anterior cingulate gyrus. Many people with this type get stuck on both anxious and depressing thoughts. They can have obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, where they get stuck on negative thoughts or compulsive behaviors like constantly checking locks, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, where they get stuck on past traumas, or certain types of eating disorders and addictions where they just can't let go of compulsive behaviors. This type is also associated with people who worry, hold grudges, have problems with being oppositional or argumentative, and they tend to notice what's wrong way before they notice what's right. I have also noticed that this type tends to occur more frequently in children or grandchildren of alcoholics. Overfocused anxiety and depression responds best to anterior cingulate gyrus prescriptions to boost serotonin. Aerobic exercise can be helpful, and a diet high in complex carbohydrates like garbanzo beans and sweet potatoes can help. Ant therapy can keep the ants from spinning in your head. The supplements I like for this type include 5-HTP, saffron, St. John's wort, vitamin D, probiotics, and a combination of the omega-3s, DHA, and EPA. If I need to prescribe medication, I usually start with the SSRIs. They are the most commonly prescribed antidepressants, and they are very good for this type. However, they can actually make the other types worse, which is why they have a bad reputation. It might be worth noting that 60% of people who take them have sexual side effects. Type 5. Temporal lobe anxiety and depression. This type is often associated with low GABA levels and could be the result of a head injury or associated with seizures. The temporal lobes are very important for memory, moods, and emotions. When there are problems in this part of the brain, people tend to struggle with mood instability, irritability, memory problems, and dark, frightening, or evil thoughts. These individuals might misinterpret comments as negative when they are not, have trouble reading social cues, and experience frequent déjà vu. The SPECT findings typically show low activity in the temporal lobes. My experience has taught me that when temporal lobe abnormalities exist, we should treat those first. I use temporal lobe prescriptions to treat this type and include a diet higher in protein and fat and lower in carbohydrates. Researchers have known for decades that a ketogenic diet can help with seizures. In fact, my granddaughter Emmy was cured of her seizures on that diet. Neurofeedback may help some people. The supplements I like for this type include GABA, magnesium, taurine, and DHA plus EPA. If the supplements don't work, I will likely use anti-seizure medication such as gabapentin, Neurontin, or lamotrigine, Lamictal, rather than typical antidepressants, which often cause bad reactions in the type. Randy was one of my earliest cases where a SPECT scan taught me to really pay attention to the temporal lobes. He was hospitalized for suicidal behavior after he had an explosive fight with his wife. He hated himself because his temper often got the best of him and he struggled with cocaine abuse, anxiety, and depression. He had failed drug treatment and multiple antidepressants. His scan showed clear temporal lobe problems, which caused me to ask about any head injuries. Randy told me about a time when he was 6 years old and fell off a balcony onto his head and lost consciousness. His temper had been a problem for him ever since, but no one had ever connected it to that fall. Once he was on medication to balance his temporal lobes, both he and his marriage fared much better. Type 6. Cyclic anxiety and depression. Likely, the issue with this type is also low levels of GABA, but it might also be too much of an excitatory chemical called glutamate. As the name implies, this type is associated with cycles of anxiety and depression. It includes bipolar disorder, cyclothymia, milder mood swings, seasonal mood changes, and severe PMS called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD. Times of stress can also trigger a cycle. On scans, we often see discrete areas of increased activity in the brain's emotional centers similar to seizure activity. As with most seizures, patients have little or no control over these episodes. The scan findings tend to vary with the phase of the illness. For example, when someone is in a manic phase of bipolar illness, there is overall increased activity throughout the brain. When this same person is depressed, there is less activity overall. Similarly, a woman with PMDD may show problems in her brain during the worst time of her cycle, but not at other times. Cyclic anxiety and depression can also get worse around other times of significant hormonal shifts, such as after having a baby or during menopause. Like the other types, cyclic anxiety and depression is a spectrum disorder, which means that one can have a very mild form or very severe form, or anything in between. The more severe forms need to be monitored closely, especially when medication is first started, because typical antidepressants can make this type worse and may even trigger mania. Even some supplements, such as St. John's wort or SAMe, can trigger problems. I once treated a boy who was given St. John's wort after his mother saw a show about it on TV. He then started to have dreams of decomposing bodies. It turned out he had cyclic anxiety and depression. We treat this type using all the strategies necessary to help the anxiety and depressive issues, including diet, exercise, deep relaxation, and therapy, and supplements or medications that boost GABA and lower glutamate. The supplements I like for this type include GABA, magnesium, taurine, zinc, vitamin B6, DHA, and EPA omega-3 fatty acids. If the supplements don't work, I will likely consider lithium or anti-seizure medications such as gabapentin, Neurontin, lamotrigine, Lamictal, or valproic acid, Depakote. Type 7, unfocused anxiety and depression. This type results from too little activity in the brain, especially in the prefrontal cortex. Remember, this part of the brain acts as the brain's supervisor. It helps with executive functions such as attention span, forethought, impulse control, organization, motivation, and planning. When the prefrontal cortex is underactive, people complain of low energy, brain fog, being inattentive, bored, and impulsive, and exhibiting poor judgment. The decreased brain activity may be a result of an injury. Toxic exposure, such as mold from a flood or living near the beach, near drowning, infection, medications, an underlying attention deficit disorder, or other medical illnesses. The treatment for unfocused anxiety and depression starts with finding and remedying the cause of the low activity, then rehabilitating the brain with a healthy diet, exercise, and some simple supplements or medications. From a supplement standpoint, for this type, I generally want to stimulate and repair the brain, so I like ginkgo, L-tyrosine, rhodiola, and EPA fish oil. For medications, I'd consider stimulants or a medicine called modafinil, Provigil. Unchain your brain. Six types of addicts. Just as with the other issues we discuss in this book, one treatment will never work for all types of addicts. As with ADD and anxiety and depression, addicts also have different brain types. Here are the six types I first described in Unchain Your Brain. Type 1, compulsive addicts. People with this type have trouble shifting their attention and tend to get stuck on thoughts of gambling, internet porn, food, or some other substance or behavior. Regardless of what these people are addicted to, the thinking pattern and basic mechanism are the same. They tend to get stuck or locked into one course of action and have trouble seeing options. The most common brain spec finding in this type is increased anterior cingulate gyrus activity, which is most often caused by low serotonin levels. High protein diets and stimulants usually make this type worse. Anterior cingulate gyrus prescriptions to boost serotonin, such as SSRIs, are generally the most beneficial. From a supplement standpoint, 5-HTP, inositol, saffron, L-tryptophan, or St. John's wort are helpful. Type 2. Impulsive addicts. People with this type have trouble with impulse control, even though they may start each day with the intention of refraining from their risky behaviors. The most common SPECT finding for this type is low activity in the prefrontal cortex, likely due to low levels of dopamine. The prefrontal cortex acts as the brain's supervisor and is involved with judgment, impulse control, planning, and follow-through. When it is underactive, people can be easily distracted, bored, inattentive, and impulsive. This type is often seen in conjunction with ADD and is more common in males. Prefrontal cortex prescriptions are most helpful for this type. From a supplement standpoint, green tea, rhodiola, and L-tyrosine are helpful, as are stimulant medications like those commonly used to treat ADD. Type 3, impulsive-compulsive addicts. People with this type have a combination of both impulsive and compulsive features. This type is common in people with bulimia. The brain SPECT scans tend to show low activity in the prefrontal cortex and too much activity in the anterior cingulate gyrus. A combination of prefrontal cortex and anterior cingulate prescriptions are most helpful, while treatments that boost either serotonin or dopamine alone usually makes the problem worse. For example, using supplements or medications that increase serotonin calms the compulsions but makes the impulsivity worse. Taking supplements or medications that raise dopamine levels improves impulse control but increases the compulsive behaviors. In my experience, I have found that people with this type do best with treatments that raise both serotonin and dopamine. For example, combining green tea for dopamine and 5-HTP for serotonin. Type 4, sad or emotional addicts. People with this type often use alcohol, marijuana, painkillers, or food to medicate underlying feelings of depression, boredom, or loneliness. This type is more commonly seen in women. For some people, these feelings come and go with the seasons and tend to worsen in winter. Others experience mild feelings of chronic sadness called dysthymia. Still others suffer from more serious depressions. The typical SPECT findings associated with this type are hyperactivity in the limbic system and low activity in the prefrontal cortex. I use limbic prescriptions for this type of addict. When depression is mild, it can often be treated with natural supplements like SAMe. In addition,